one who treads a path in search of knowledge has his path to paradise made easy by God, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Hello and welcome to Horizon Magazine. Hope you're all healthy and well. I'm your host, Maryam Haqju. Some interesting facts about book reading are that book reading improves your memory. Many studies show if you don't use your memory, you lose it. Crossword puzzles are an example of a word game that staves off Alzheimer's. Reading, although not a game, helps you stretch your memory muscles in a similar way. Reading requires remembering details, facts, and figures, and in literature, plot lines, themes, and characters. Therefore, like I pointed out before, reading books takes brain power. It requires you to focus on what you are reading for long periods. Unlike magazines, internet posts, or emails that might contain small chunks of information, books tell the whole story. Since you must concentrate in order to read, like a muscle, you will get better at concentration. Talking about using your brain may sound like a lot of work. However, it is actually a tool to reduce stress. Many avid readers unwind by reading, compared with a person who gets home from work and immediately turns on the TV. You are going from work stress to crime stress. But it's not just the news. TV is a source, books are a source of relaxation, is a tool of loud commercials and fast-moving, often violent images. If relaxation is something you want, turn off the TV or computer and pick up a book.
Cascades of books, hardcover or paperback, new release or classic. 445,000 titles that include any topic you can think of. A ball for book fanatics. This is Tehran's 26th International Book Fair. Known as the most important publishing event in Asia and the Middle East, 120,000 square meters is dedicated to showcasing the latest that 4,000 Iranian and foreign publishers are presenting. With over 2,000 stalls for publishing houses, this was simply a unique opportunity. Many sell more books during these 10 days than they sell in a year. Storytelling sessions and lots of other fun activities bring out the magic of children's books in the kids section of the fair. In the international section, over 1,700 foreign publishers from 77 countries are also participating. With an estimated 5 million visitors over a 10-day period, this was considered the world's largest trade consumer show in any category.
My name is Ali Reza Hamidain. I represent Dore Dunya Publishing. We have books from publishers from around the world here in our stand. We represent publishers such as Berlitz, Lonely Planet, Abrams. These publishers are specialized in arts, architecture, languages, travel guides. And also we have some books for children. We've had many different people visiting our stand. And we are so happy to see people buying books, being interested about them, which is a very nice aspect of Iranian culture. Tehran International Book Fair has always been one of the greatest book fairs in the world, with over 2 million visitors, which makes it the most visited book fair throughout the whole planet. And we always try to help people with whatever inquiry they have. We've been trying to get books from websites such as Amazon because getting books from Amazon inside Iran is always difficult due to all sanctions. But we've been doing our best, and this is one of the things that we're doing here. We also we're just moving towards e-books and electronic copies more and more every year. So we're trying to cope with the rest of the world in the movement towards electronic publishing. This is a summary of what we do here. I hope people visiting this book fair have been happy with the service we've provided. And I hope Tehran International Book Fair can go on as great as it's always been. I invite everyone to visit Book Fair this year and in the future.
This exhibition from the book fair. It's one pleasure to us working in this exhibition, and we can interchange with the people of Iran about our culture, about the different things. We can give the different book, different material about our country, about our political system, about our sport, about all things they like to the people. For Venezuela, it's one pleasure working in this fair because led to us make a more strange relation with Iran, make a best relation with the people and the different people in this stand. We can send the congratulations for the committee organizer for this exhibition, and telling to the people of Iran every time, every day, you can visit our stand. We can have a different material for give for the people, and this manner you can know about our country. Iran and Venezuela, is two country brothers. The relation between these two this country is very close, it's very friendly relation, and we want search the opportunity that the people in Venezuela know more about Iran and the people in Iran know more about the Venezuela. If for this, we are in this exhibition, we present a big project like the traduction of the Chagname to the Spanish. It's first time one country make this work. For our country, it's important project and show the truth about Iran and Venezuela, and show that Iran is a big country, is friendly country, and it's one country that have a high value for us, like Venezuela to Iran.
Welcome back. This week, like every week, we have an Islamic website that we would like to share with you. The first one is, it's called Islamic World Studies Association. If you have any Islamic sites that fall within these categories shown in the program and you would like to share it with our viewers, please contact us.
In the name of God, it is quite clear that the Holy Quran contains an ocean of information on different principles of Islam. And there are various kinds of users, including theology students, researchers, and common people interested in this kind of information. This vast amount of information might be found on different Quranic sites online, though scattered, and that was the only problem. In the past, this created a lot of problems for those who were interested in this kind of information. Therefore, Umm al-Kitab, under the unending kindness from God, started its activity around 11 years ago in 2001 and tried to gather and organize this vast amount of information and present it to those who were interested in order to satisfy their Quranic needs. In fact, a visit to this site means the satisfaction of all kinds of needs on Quranic information, as well as the information on Islamic stories, words of our Holy Prophet and Imams. So our institute has tried to gather and organize all this vast information and present it to its dear users. The site overall comprises two major parts. The first is the text information, including different kinds of interpretations, articles, stories, news, and Quranic principles. This includes different kinds of books and articles that are available in the form of text for the interested user, and of course the reader. And the second part is the multimedia of the site, and this includes four categories. First, there are pictures on Islamic information. There are also films, clips, and series available. And the third, there's the audio available, which includes different kinds of chanting. And at last, there is software of different kind available for different users to use. There are different sites operating on languages about information on Islam and Quran. This site, however, presents its information in 22 different languages, including, of course, English, French, Italian, and some other kinds of languages such as Russian, Turkish, and Chinese, Korean, and languages like that.
All right, well, let's go and see this report together, and then we will return after this report. We'll continue to the rest of our program.
I'm Somaye Shir Mohammadi. I'm active in the fields of flower and hen and painting. I started my activities in 1998 and professionally took up the crimson flower and hen field in 2002. I've made efforts to carry on with this field more accurately to put some of my works on display. I've taken part in different exhibitions across Iran and have also won some titles. The current exhibition is titled The Fantasy Fanfare, in which a group of female artists and fellow painters like Akram Ziyai, Mehri Qasemi, Amine, and Somaye Farshchian have participated. It includes 40 flower and hen works in the paper and crimson style, illumination, and painting. Some of the works showcased in here have been given awards in different national festivals. To give a background of the flower and hen field, I can say the emergence of this style dates back to the final stages of the Safavid era, and it picked up in Qajar era. In the beginning, this style was implemented in the form of a single flower and hen on papers made by the various masters of those days, and gradually people became more involved with the flower and hen through educations and art workshops, and drawings and paintings of flower and hen were made on mirror frames, pen holders, and wooden doors, and of course walls. It could be said that the art did not receive a huge enthusiasm from the general public, and we are doing this out of our personal interest, or for exhibitions and festivals, or even upon orders. I've tried to carry on with this field based on the main principles and reflect the traditional atmosphere on my works, and I wish I have managed to fulfill this objective. But sometimes I have to apply changes to the atmosphere due to the circumstances. For example, because of the exhibitions or festivals with certain titles. However, I do my utmost to preserve the main atmosphere and the principles, because Flower and Hen has a certain frameworks which should definitely be observed. But as I said, I'm sometimes forced to do things outside the principles, and I have to change the atmosphere of the works because of the circumstances. Even in such conditions, I try to raise a wonderful atmosphere for Flower and Hen by sticking to principles and seek to show the theme by Flower and Hen. In this exhibition, a couple of my works based on the exhibition title are showcased, and I really hope you have enjoyed them.
Recommendations and suggestions, contact us by voicing your opinions. You can assist in the improvement of our program. So email us at horizon@sahatv.ir.
On Sunday at Islamic Studies, the subject was about intellect and rationality in Islam. This week's also Dr. Fanoi Ashkevari, lecturer at the Imam Khomeini Institute, was participated in the show. The subject of Pure Home, one of my favorite shows, on Sunday was about Upbringing Children According to Islam, Part 17, The Effect of Computer and Internet. The expert in the program was Dr. Sayed Javad Mazlumi. This week's report showed the second part of the Festival of Women, and also the story of the program was about camel, a cow, a sheep, and a bunch of grass, of course, from Mathnavi by Maulana, the great Iranian poet. On Wednesday, at center stage, discussed about Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of the Lebanese resistance movement, Hezbollah, said that The Syrian leadership has strong nerves and has foiled Israel's plots. My colleagues at Center Stage will delve into Nasrallah's statement for you. Finally, Center Stage talked about Russia and the United States, saying that they would seek to find common ground on the Syrian conflict and convene an international conference. Last week's Center Stage was titled Tumultuous Week for the Middle East.
Mina from Australia emailed saying, "Hi, it was my first time watching your show. It was interesting. I liked it. Thank you." Also, Shima emailed saying, "Hello, I thought the program related to media was very enticing. If it were a little more detailed or divided into two programs, it would have been great. However, either way, I enjoyed it." hope you've enjoyed this week's show and will continue to be with us for next week's program. Till next time, take care and God bless.